Yo, what's going on? It's Petro with the Petro Fit Podcast, specifically helping men becoming their best selves. So we got episode 2 in the books. Hope you enjoyed episode 1. On this episode, I want to talk a little bit more on health, why health was a relevant thing in my life, what pushed me down the road of taking care of my health, what I saw my father do that led me to want to push towards always becoming my best self. So, quick background, quick story on when I was younger, going back to the first episode. My dad was a very stressed guy when I was young. From age of 8 to about 11, he would physically abuse my mom. Bless his heart, he was just always stressed out. He was a guy who had a drive, had a vision. He was just like a typical immigrant Ukrainian who just wanted to you know, he envisioned himself having houses, having real estate, having money, doing the things that he should be. But one of the reasons why he led himself down a road of alcohol and smoking cigarettes and eating McDonald's and gaining weight and beating his wife and not taking care of his kid was because he didn't take care of his health. And so that's one thing, that's the easiest thing to do as a man, as a boy, as someone who's struggling. If you don't know what to do, simply focusing on stuff that you shouldn't be doing first and doing the easy stuff, because it's really hard to fix your life financially, physically, relationships, you know, personal issues, especially when you're fat, especially when you don't take care of yourself and go to the gym, especially when you have low back pain and you don't take care of yourself. It just leads you down a road to be sloppy. And as a man, you have to be strong. What's the first thing someone says about a woman that gives them a good compliment? Oh, she's beautiful. What's the first thing someone says that describes a man? They're strong. It's just something innate in us that helps us describe and distinguish roles in our society. And my dad was strong mentally in terms of grinding. He would be working from 6 o'clock all the way to 8 o'clock at night every single day. He would skip Sunday's sleep because he wanted to do more work and get more extra time. But one thing that he forgot and no one taught him, and that's why mentors and friends are important, is that you have to take care of your health. And so this whole podcast will be about, this whole episode will be about getting you healthy in simple steps. So to begin with, we have to just understand, if you're trying to get into amazing shape, if you're trying to lose 20 pounds, if you're trying to get mentally healthy, if you're trying to heal back pain, if you're trying to just get jacked and feel stronger, you first have to understand where you currently are and where you want to be. And I think the truth of knowing how far away you are from your goal, the truth of knowing and the shame that you feel when you look at yourself in the mirror, and the understanding that it's all in your hands, is the responsibility that men need nowadays. Men need to have the right assertiveness and drive and reflection that gets them to understand that everything in your life is your own damn fault. And if you're unhappy, that's your fault. I've had a hard life when I was younger. My mom was with her first husband, who was an alcoholic, and then with my dad, who got beaten. We're immigrants. When we were younger, we had no papers. People have even more harder lives than me. And even then, life gives you what you need at those very specific moments, and I truly believe that. And if you don't have that perspective, you don't have that perspective of taking responsibility, you will only victimize yourself, and you will only give yourself too little. You will only look at yourself as someone who can't do it. if you want to lose, for example, the 20 pounds of fat and just look at yourself better in the mirror and just make sure you're not tired by walking upstairs and make sure that you're not grossed out when you look at yourself, you have to take responsibility. The only person that's giving you fast food, the only person that's feeding you bad food, that's gaining you weight, is your own damn hand. Only person only person that's keeping you broke is you. The reason why you're broke, the reason why you're having financial hardship, is because you didn't plan accordingly. The reason why you're having relationship loneliness or trouble is because you didn't communicate with that person enough. The reason why you're having family issues with your parents or your loved ones, with their health issues, is because your own damn reasons. A true man takes responsibility in every single part of their lives. And that's the biggest thing we're really missing out on. And it's the key link towards from transforming you from a boy to a man, is having enough courage to look yourself in the mirror and to take responsibility. So that way you can change. And one of the easiest things that we'll talk about here is just the basics, man. Most people are not doing the basics, and you can't be so complex in your dream body and job if you're not doing the basics. So the basics are, for your health, is sleep, movement, and diet. With sleep, there's tons of stuff that you can do, but the basics that you have to do is at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep, preferably from the times of 10 to 6, because that's where your circadian rhythm is, and so you'll feel your best throughout those times. Making sure at night that you're not going closer to blue light, so try not to be on your phones, try not to have the room light on, so using stuff like blue light blocking glasses can be helpful. Making sure that you're calm before you go to sleep. Making sure that it's a little cold while you sleep, because that studies have shown that could be a better sleep. Making sure that you're getting morning sunlight, because that's part of your circadian rhythm. That's part of your sleep. So as soon as you wake up, trying to go outside and get even 5 to 10 minutes of sunlight in your eyes. Even if it's winter, just try to get out there. When it comes to movement doesn't have to be complex. Most people think they have to work out every single day. Movement could be simple. It could just be you doing 2 workouts a week. Those could just be full body workouts. It could just be a little bit of cardio. And on a daily, do some kind of form practice of either stretching for 5-10 minutes or a consistent walk every 3 to 4 hours. Something simple just to keep your mind right. Because if your mind's right, that should be your main priority. Because if your mind's right, then you can make the best decisions in the future. And if you're confusing your mind through social media addictions, pornography, or drugs, you will only lead to worse outcomes in the future. In the past, I remember when I was 22, for example, I was in my best shape. That's when I met my fiance, 22, 23. I was in my best shape of my life. But one of the reasons why is because I was just heavily dosing Adderall and I never ate. And so even though I looked like tanned out guy, all these kind of things, I was not taking care of my mindset and my brain, my mind. And so that led me down a path of not truly valuing my work ethic, and led me down a path to taking things the shortcut ways. And eventually time will catch up, and only time will show you what the truth is of your actions and if those actions were correct. So when it comes to movement, you just have to move your body, because the one thing that you have full control of in your life is yourself. And if you're a fat piece of shit, like I was when I was younger, and like I was when I was, like last year, for example, I had a tough time last year and I gained so much weight. When I met my fiance, I was about 200 pounds. And last year I hit 307. And this year I put my shit together. I lost 80 pounds in 5 months, and I've, never went back. But the one thing that you can take full control of is how you look and how you feel. Because it doesn't matter how someone talks to you. It doesn't matter if someone puts a plate of food in front of you. You know what you should be doing. And only you know when you should be doing that. Because someone can tell you any kind of piece of advice. But if it doesn't fit your needs and your wants and your goals and where you currently are, it does not matter. So with movement, just keep it simple. Start slow. When it comes to diet, diet has to be consistent. Diet has to be focusing on what foods work for you, having a higher protein intake, having enough water, having spaced out foods throughout the day, making sure that you're not skipping meals. I think most of us skip meals because we want to lose weight, or we skip meals because it's easy. We don't want to cook. We just rather just order out later on. But those will create more instability. And one of the biggest things that I've found in myself, the more unstable I am in my health, in the way I treat myself, the more unstable the people are around me. It just mirrors. Everybody mirrors. When I'm not taking care of my shit, my fiance can't take care of her shit. When I'm not taking care of my health or my finances, my family, my mom, my brother, everybody relies on you. And if they don't, then you should have the perspective that you want people to rely on you, because that's what makes a man. That's what makes a leader. You choose how you run your life. And if you fix these three pillars of your life with your diet, your sleep, and your movement, starting slow with the suggestions that I made, I promise you over the course of a couple weeks, months, and years, those things will pay off truly, and you'll see how the compounding effect, brick by brick by brick, every single day, will then make it easier for you to make the right decisions financially, make the right decisions with your relationship, finding the right partner, making the right decisions with your kids, giving them the right advice, making the right decisions with your community, with your faith, with yourself. The least you can do, the most important thing you can do as a man, is making sure that you're in great shape physically, making sure that you don't take any days off from yourself, because that's all you have. All you have is yourself. It doesn't matter if you're with a beautiful woman. It doesn't matter if you have friends. It doesn't matter if you have a great support system with your parents. If you don't want it, you're not going to get it. If you truly want something in your life, like a house, like a family, the only way to get there is through it. The only way to go through, the only way to get there is through. The only way to get through the pain is through. It's the only way. It's the only way. And so it's the way it's always going to be. It doesn't matter how many shortcuts you take. It doesn't matter how many people try to give you the shortcut through fucking drugs, through shortcuts of finances. People, you will lead a life in unhappiness, in unwholesomeness, in being unfulfilled. We have so many women in our society, for example, and bless everybody's heart. If it's the right path for you, then bless your heart. But we have so many women in our society, especially the young women that push OnlyFans so quickly, and they lose themselves. They lose their soul. They lose their lust. They lose their dignity because they want to make a quick buck. And I understand why, because most of our men are pussies and they can't take care of our women, and so they have to do those things to provide for themselves. And so if we want our women in our society to be in the most healthiest way, if we want people to be happy, if we want our sisters, our moms, our relationships, our future to be in a position where we value them as true, beautiful women, as mothers, as grandmothers in the future, we have to make sure that we take care of ourselves. And men, I think men's biggest vice, at least it was for me, was pornography. Pornography is another epidemic that we're going through. So many kids are being pushed that, you know, pornography and, you know, and jerking off is healthy, you should be doing it. What pornography does is it scrambles your brain, setting unrealistic values that leads you down a road towards chasing lust instead of chasing your own goals and chasing your own dreams. And I've been there before too, where you think you need the next girl to make you happy. But what you really need is you need yourself, because the only person that's going to know what the fuck you need in your own life is you. And no one can tell you any different other than someone who can give you the true path and the true command and assertiveness and yes and no of what to do. Some other things that are really good for your mental health are stuff like journaling, making sure that you're following your passion. You don't have to. I started off before I was a trainer doing construction. And I hated construction because I knew it was not for me. I knew I wanted to preach towards the world more of what to do correctly, of how to be better, how to make men great. And I knew that was a stepping stone. But men get stuck in that. Men, I told myself when I was younger, I would never smoke weed because why the fuck would I? And then I got into a habit of smoking weed, and then I did it for years. And then I started doing other drugs. And it led me to a path of just plain confusion of not knowing, of forgetting. I think we forget really quickly. I think we forget when we're young, we have these dreams of who you want to be. I want to be like my dad. I want to be a superhero. I want to do this. I'm going to rule the world. I'm going to help people. And slowly we just get numbed down. We just get like a chisel just scrapes us off of our dreams and our desires and our work ethic. And we start losing our men to these soul-crushing activities. And so pornography is fucking terrible. Another thing men especially gravitate towards are drugs. I've had so many clients that were supplementing Adderall because they felt like they needed it in their workplace. And I'm sure their careers are super stressful because I have a lot of clients I've had work in Wall Street and are CEOs, are business guys. And so those kind of jobs are crazy stressful. But you can't take the shortcut in life. You can't do things without learning the habits. Because either whether you believe in karma or things coming back to you, I think the most important thing is learning the lesson. And if you don't teach your kid, for example, that stealing's bad, he's going to think the easiest way to make money, the right way to make money, is by stealing. And you have to teach yourself that the hardest thing that needs to be done is the right thing that needs to be done. Journaling has helped me. Also, just things like podcasting like this, listening to the right people around your circle, following a club or a faith, a religion. Things that also have helped me is loneliness, silence, and boredom. Those things usually in our society, in the Western world, get played off as, oh, I can't do that. I can't be without my phone. I can't use the restroom without having my phone in my hand. I can't wake up without going to my phone first. I can't go to bed without my phone. These are just addictions. You're having a binky, as my fiance says. You're having a binky. You're having an addiction to these things that will only lead you into staying a child. Because children do those things. Children need a pacifier, need mama's tea. Men need themselves. Men need their brotherhood. Men need to fulfill their vision. The only way that you will be happy as a man, as a true provider, as a true soldier, is being a fucking savage, getting what you want, because you know it's right for you and you know it's right for your family. So hopefully you got something from that podcast. My purpose is just to help men become great, help men get away from depression, because we have so many men committing suicide nowadays. I've been there before too, where I just did not know what the fuck to do. And I thought, someone else is going to do it for me. I thought my fiance is going to do it for me. I thought my mom was going to do it for me. I thought my friends were going to do it for me. The only person that you can truly depend on is yourself, because you're yourself's best friend. And if you find another brother, if you find another friend, if you find a mentor that you think clicks with you and your values, keep them close, because as a man, it's really easy to fall back down, especially when you're trying to go back on the come up. So hopefully that helped. Talk soon.